What's up, Wompsters? It's Charlotte Lisler. I'm so excited. This week, we're bringing you a special non-Stitcher premium episode of Lisler's Love Lockdown. It was a special edition that we did off air, so you have not heard this before. We answer all of your love advice questions. And if you want to submit a question, you can reach us at wompupthejams@gmail.com. Enjoy this special edition of Lisler's Love Lockdown.
Woo!
All right.
Welcome to It All Live.
Special edition Stitcher Premium.
Lisler's Love Lockdown. Get your assholes ready, Wompsters, because we're about to lube that shit up with some tender emotions.
I can't believe people pay extra to hear you say that.
Do they, though? Because I haven't gotten a check.
Hey,
listen. Where my money at, bitch?
If you've got, I'm paying you in non-grades, okay?
Right.
If you have a question, call in the number. We tweeted it. This is too late.
Nobody's listening.
Okay. Let us know what your love advice questions are. People are going to ask us questions. We're going to answer to the best of our abilities. We have no training.
And you know we're going to get so many tweets of, "Wee, I missed it. I was taking a shit." Right. Well, life is what happens when you're taking a shit,
yeah,
all right?
Keep your phone with you. All right, go ahead, caller. Number one, you're on the air. Who are we talking to?
Hi. Long time, first time. My name's Poya.
Hi, Poya. Welcome.
I believe you are a drawer, sir.
I am indeed a drawer.
That's right. We have your beautiful drawings framed all over our studio.
Yes. Yes. Poya, thank you for
library.
Your artistic genius. What can we do to help you today?
Well, actually, crazily enough, today is my 30th birthday.
Happy birthday!
I'm going to play you a special song in a minute. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. At this juncture in my life, I'm undergoing a lot of personal changes. I'm actually,
aren't we all?
Spoiler alert, I'm coming out to my family tonight as a non-binary person.
My gosh!
Shit!
Poya!
I want to embrace you with the largest hug. I want to B.A. Baracus myself there right now and lift you up Lion King style to celebrate you.
Congratulations,
you, sir,
my friend.
Are everything.
Thank you.
Are you
so
nervous?
Much.
How are you
very
feeling?
Nervous?
Faintly nervous. It's been on my mind all week. So I wanted to thank you, Marissa, and you, Lisler, for inspiring me these last few years. I don't think I would have gotten to this point in my life if for the dulcet tones that I've had going through my earballs.
Thank you for saying that. But listen, you got it all inside. And do you think this is going to be a big shock to them? Or are they going to, what do you think?
I think my sisters will be all on board with it. It's my mother that's kind of the curious thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fear?
Not understanding. I guess
is it traditional?
One.
Traditional mom? I've got a real traditional mom.
Sort of.
Me and my mom have a pretty casual relationship. Her and my dad got divorced when I turned 19, and mm-hmm. so then she became like. Fast and loose mom kind of thing. That's just how she is and stuff like that. And she's a progressive lady. So I don't think it's going to be a huge deal, but it's just, I have a real name, I guess, quote unquote. Poya has just been chosen name the last few years, but that is going to be my real name going forward. So I think that might be a point of attention.
I got it. But I love the fact that you are choosing who you want to be. Next, however many minutes we have on this planet, you got to be truthful, #authentic.
I can hear in your voice a certainty that is going to really serve you well tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know we will be there squawking in your earbuds and let us know how it goes. I bet it goes better.
Great. I bet you're going to be. That's what my feeling was, that this is going to, that
you
your
think.
Mom is going to surprise you in a great way.
Yeah.
That your sisters are going to exceed your expectations.
Yeah.
And that you're going to walk out of there feeling 1,000 pounds lighter and energized to go into the next, your 30s, which I think honestly can be such a phenomenal time.
It's a great decade.
It's a great decade.
So you just have to figure out, and maybe you've already got it written down or drawn out or something, what you want, what you need to say in this moment, and whatever they do, That's
up to them.
That's up to them.
Say it and then get quiet. You know what I mean? Sometimes we keep talking to make it okay for other people, but it's okay to just say what you want to say and then be quiet. I've never been quiet in my entire life, but Listler tells me it's an interesting experiment for me to try.
Yeah, just put it out there and then just shut it on up.
Yeah, past the Brussels sprouts, you know.
What?
All right, here's my birthday song for you. I'm so fucking excited for this next chapter of your life.
Will you write us in, Poya, and let us know, tweet at us and let us know how it went?
I'll live tweet the whole thing.
No. Stay present. Yes! Stay in the moment.
This is the song you're playing for Poya?
Yeah.
This is the song.
I'm proud of him. I want to show him off to the world.
Can I say one thing about this song, actually?
Say it.
When I was a kid, when this came out, I thought they were saying Nazivania, which I thought was like a Hitler.
Nazivania! That's the best.
No, it's an African dialect.
You know I'd be? I'd be that old monkey rattling around. Remember that monkey?
Shaking
that sticks, that water stick, that rain stick.
Oh, my God.
All right, Poya, we're going to be thinking of you, buddy.
Good luck tonight.
Tweet us tonight. Let us know how it went.
Yes, please do.
We will. Thank you so much.
So much love.
All right. Womp it up.
All right. Next caller, you're on with Listler and Marissa. Special edition of Listler's Love Lockdown. What's your name? Who's squawking at us?
Hey, Womp. Hey, Liz. This is Biro.
Biro or Biro? How are we spelling that?
It's easiest to think of it like beer hyphen O.
Biro. Got it.
Love it.
Awesome. Biro, how are you and how can we help?
I'm okay. I just got out of a job interview that I think went all right.
Sounds like you nailed it.
Yeah.
Let's put it out there.
I feel like I carry-shrugged my way to the end there.
All right.
You what?
Yeah.
You carry-shrugged?
Oh, a friend of mine lifted me up and made sure that I looked good at the end.
Good. I see.
Good.
Okay.
That's what we need sometimes.
The woman that landed on is this, are you talking about the woman that broke her ankle on the dismount?
Right.
Okay.
And then Bella Caroli lifted her up and she
got it.
I think I did okay on the interview.
Did you want this job?
I definitely want a job and some stability, which kind of gets to the reason why I'm calling in. I kind of exploded after my last long-term relationship ended. I moved down to a bad city and I've been sustaining myself on a bunch of gigs and I'm just not
living your best life. You're not living your best life. All right. We all go through it.
And I've been in therapy and it's all kind of come to a head where my therapist thinks that I won't have to see her anymore and that I'm striving to reach better goals, but there's this part of me that just is like not ready.
I'm on
Tinder.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I do is just get into really weird, absurd, like I'm not
back
looking
and forth.
For,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not looking for a connection. I'm looking to see what would be interesting or funny to me to say in the moment. And
what is it that you want?
I want to know
what is it that you want? You want you in a partner? Is that what you're looking for? Is love again?
Yeah. It's not common. Like I need to get myself back into fighting shape to be like a good boyfriend instead.
Here's what it sounds to me like. What is happening is that you don't believe that you are worthy. You don't believe you deserve it because you're not who you want to be.
So you're keeping one toe in and one toe out.
But this is all life. Right now is part of the journey.
That's right.
The shit city, that was part of the journey. You're coming out of it, part of the journey. Whatever it is, you're on a train and you need to be proud of that. The train to who you want to be. But this right now is also life.
That's
so you
right.
should not wait until you get where you're going in order to be available.
To start living.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And if you meet somebody now and they're not the right thing forever, great. But at least you had something little now. You know what I mean? You need love, man. You need somebody to come home to say you did fucking great in that interview.
I mean, it's enough to hear you say it, but yeah, I don't want to inflict like a bad version of myself on someone because there's already so much of that.
Hey,
a lot
we
of
don't
people
need
like
to be
that shit. Like,
we don't need to be perfect, though. Do you know what I mean? You're coming at us with your hashtag authentic self, and
yeah.
I'm really liking what I hear. What I'd like to hear more of, frankly, is you saying what's positive about you. There's a lot of ellipses, and I think in the pauses is where you're hesitating to say what you really want, and let's go for it. I got a book to suggest to you. Marissa is on a very steady diet of self-help books, and one that she just recently read is called You Are a Badass. Mm-hmm. It has a bright yellow cover. It's by a woman named Jen Sincero. And I got to tell you what, it has a chapter about writing out your affirmations, which sounds like some fucking bullshit, but it works. You talk about your self-limiting fears, what those are, and then you write an affirmation that conquers those, and you say them out loud to yourself over and over again all day long. Whenever I keep them on my phone and I check in on them, and it changes the way you think about yourself. I'd love for you to purchase that book. Would you do that for me?
Or go to the library if you can't handle that because you don't have a job.
What was the name again?
You Are a Badass. It sounds stupid. If it's weird to carry it to a Starbucks, rip the cover off. And it's by a woman named Jen Sincero, Sincero. And I got to tell you, this shit is real and it's good. She studied her whole life on like how to basically, she's a success coach, but it's about not apologizing for what you want. Not waiting and getting off the couch and fucking going for it.
We're all changing. You don't think there's shit that I'd like to change about myself? Things that lessons that I need to learn, I'm going to keep learning. If I stop learning lessons, why would I want to keep living? You know, you're going to continue to grow and be a better person day by day. But you're already listened to this podcast, which tells me that
you're nailing it.
Okay. And if you could find another, what city are you in? Can you say that?
Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Not
we got
ugh.
A lot of people
Not
living
ugh.
In Virginia that listen to this show. We're going to find you someone to go on a date with in Richmond, Virginia. Okay? We'll tweet it out. We'll figure it out.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Read that book. Tweet at me what you think.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Viral. All right, go ahead. You're on with Listler and Wampler. Do you have a Listler's Love Lockdown question that you need answering?
Kind of. It's me, Matt Jennings. How are you guys?
Matt, how are you? We knew you'd
count on Matty J.
We knew you'd be on the Love is a Highway. How are you, buddy?
Yeah.
All right,
great.
What's going on with you today?
Oh, that's great news.
My daughter just came back home. Yeah, she was in a Richmond house for about 7 months, and she's a brand new kid.
Oh,
she's doing real well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's, I'm a happy dad.
Oh, that's so great! We're so excited for you. Can we help
Thank
you with
you.
Something today, Matt? What's on your mind?
You know what? My girlfriend and I have rekindled our relationship, which is great. But
ooh,
that's amazing.
It feels really good, and I'm really happy about it. You know that book, The Four Agreements, helped a lot.
I got to read that one.
Myself, it's so good. Oh, my gosh.
I've been seeing the,
really
I could see the front of the cover in my mind right
Matt,
now.
Matt, I got that one on, I got that
got
one on my
alone
bedside
at the library.
Table, and by that I mean I have it next to my arrow bed that has a hole in it. Next in my Harry,
one. Right.
My Harry Potter bedroom. All right. So, yeah, so that helped. And you guys are back together again, which is great news.
Yeah, but we keep getting a letter from Pasadena Fairy Tale Theater. But they keep scratching out things and saying, don't worry, or no, no, it's okay.
Nope, don't do it, Matt.
Over and over and over again.
Don't do it. No, you got to. Right. That guy, Don DeMillo, is going to bring nothing but hurt to your relationship. He's hurt so many, believe me. And I, the sad part about it, honestly, is that I auditioned for Don, and he actually said no.
All my better judgment.
I am the only person he's ever rejected. Yeah. I was willing to do anything, and I mean anything.
Your voice is too loud.
And he said no. So that guy's dead to me.
Yeah.
It's getting complicated. She needs money. I mean, he said he would pay. He said
no!
He would pay good. He said,
Matt, don't do it.
A no.
Matt.
I don't know.
Come on,
I'll
Matt.
Don't do it.
Don't even think about it. Let's keep ourselves, you know, tight and right, okay? We're back in that love relationship. You got your daughter home. Live your best life, all right, buddy?
Thanks for calling in, Maddie J.
Right.
We love you
Stay
so much.
Stay safe, buddy. We'll
all
talk
right.
to you.
Going home. All right, we've got one more caller. You're on with Listler and Wampler. Go ahead with your question for Listler's Love Lockdown.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Ooh. Who's this?
Face Like Thunder.
Yes. Face Like Thunder! How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good.
I'd like are to you in a
you
grocery store?
I moved from, no, I'm walking up the street. I was just taking a bite of the sandwich when I heard the beep and I got panicked.
Oh, no. That's
so
all right.
Me, I've got a real one for you.
Yeah.
So my wife and I have started, my partner and I have started to be in a an open relationship.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I recently moved from Nova Scotia to BC. And there's somebody that lives in Nova Scotia
uh-huh.
with whom I had a long friendship with, an old coworker.
Yeah.
We share a very strong connection. My partner and I are very open about it, and she knows about this person. This person recently had just split with their boyfriend. They have a kid that's the same age as my four-year-old gender-curious child.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'm trying to, like, find a way to discuss this with this girl without being disrespectful of her situation, I suppose, and without putting her in a weird position. Like, I just want her to know that if she wanted to totally uproot her life and come live with us across the country, she could definitely do so. But I realize it's such like a giant undertaking. Mm-hmm. And
now, would you guys all live? You guys wouldn't all live together.
I've brought that up to my current partner, and she mm-hmm. would be up with. She'd be okay with that. We actually just bought her kid a bunk bed, but not related. Just he wanted a bunk bed really bad.
Now, the child would come with her as well.
That's right.
Okay.
Which
and
is,
you
which
have
the complicated
had...
part, which is separating the child from this father.
Okay. So that's something that there seems to be like a lot of moving parts to this puzzle, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's
and
exactly
you've got,
why.
Right.
You'd be the detective.
Oh, yeah, we're the experts on this. No, listen, you've just moved, big change, just decided open relationship, huge change, parent to a gender curious 4-year-old, lot on your plate, right?
Yeah.
And
yes,
we want to add another
sibling, essentially,
sibling and lover into the equation. Should they want that?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's a lot for a kid to handle.
Well, I think it's too much for you to handle.
Yeah, and if it's too much for a grown-up, it's got to be too much for a 4-year-old, right?
Listler, I figured you'd know something about, like, a big appetite.
Back and forth. No, I hear you.
Listen, we don't judge that. I mean, if it's nice
I'm
work if we
like,
can get it.
But also, too, you want to test the waters with this relationship, right? You haven't been intimate with her yet. Uh-oh.
Got
okay.
it. You have.
So there has been something that has happened, and there's been interest from her.
Yes.
Okay. That's news we could use.
I think we need... You know what
that
I would
happened.
Do? I think we got to keep this long distance for a while. Maybe some trips back and forth, and then see whether this thing has legs, you know, before we uproot and blend fams. You know what I mean?
Well, also, too, are you living in a house big enough for another woman and her child? Like, you just moved. Moving is one of life's biggest traumas.
Yes,
for real. It's like getting fired, moving, a death in the family. Like
running out of frozen pizza.
Okay.
Trauma.
You know, you got a lot on your plate right now. I think maybe,
or
you know,
if you run out of frozen pizzas, you have nothing on your plate.
That's true. But you're,
trauma.
You know, it seems like you want to keep, you know, keep things interesting, keep it stirred up so that it feels like it's satisfying that, like, you know, keeping all the balls up in the air. But you've got a lot of balls up in the air already. So that's what she said, you
and
know?
And so does she.
So... Yeah, I think I would maybe keep it tight and right in D.C. for a little while, and then...
And make some trips up to Nova Scotia, absolutely.
Sure,
go for a trip, go for a weekend trip, make sure that that's still, that relationship's still progressing, you know what I mean?
And that you're staying connected to her, but also respecting some, like, healthy boundaries for your kid and for her kid until you guys kind of figure out what the next step is that you want.
Of course. Thank you so much. I just want to be like a support for her as well, too. Like, it's just a hard position, and I can't imagine how hard it is right now for her going through it alone right now.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you know what I believe, too, is if it's meant to be, a little distance is not going to destroy that.
That's true.
And, you'll know.
Yeah. And if you have a connection that would survive that, then that's something that's going to be lasting.
That's
and
information.
Also, just FYI, you're not definitely not the only person in her life that gives her support. So, and if that's the case, then that's not on you. You know what I'm spraying?
Yeah. Right.
So
let's take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
So that let's put our own oxygen masks on.
That's right. All right, Face Like Thunder, thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for your love and support.
All right, buddy.
Much love, you guys.
X's to the O's.
All right, you've been listening to a special edition of Listler's Love Lockdown. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling in. We'll do another one of these.
I want to get into a queen bee scenario where I get, like, a couple lovers serving me.
We'll work on that.
Serving me pizzas. That's all I want. Bunch of pizzas.
We'll work on it.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
See you guys
next
time. Morning came and I